You've got a question here, actually, from Stephanie. Interesting question, who says, as I understand it, the nuclear fusion of stars stops gravity from compressing them until they can't be compressed anymore. So what stops planets being compressed by gravity like stars? Why don't planets effectively have fusion inside them?
Well, yeah, stars, it's not actually the fusion which is holding the stars up directly. It's actually their temperature. If you've got a gas, the hotter it the hotter it is, the more pressure it will exert, the harder it will push out. So stars are basically supported. They're basically made out of very, very hot gas, plasma. They're supported by their temperature. So the hotter if the star gets hotter, it will expand. Star cools down, it will shrink. A planet is. Doesn't have to be supported by that. Planets are made out of solid lumps of things. They're basically supported by the repulsion between atoms and molecules in the same way as a table is supported or you're supported. So they're not big enough that they need temperature to be able to support them, and basically just molecules and atoms are strong enough.
Because planets like Jupiter are just around the threshold of what we call brown dwarfs, aren't they? They're failed stars. They're not quite big enough to squeeze themselves enough to trigger fusion to actually get going.
Yeah, small stars can also be supported just by it's by this molecular strength, basically.
Thank you, Dave.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.